typically, when we talk about derivatives, we identify the risks related to them. If any of you are familiar with the G30 study, it talks about market risk and liquidity risk. Credit risk is a big item we typically hear. I would put number one risk, other than for a dealer that's used to dealing with this, is the risk that these products will not be used in accordance with objectives. And that's what we see more often than not. There's an intent to use them appropriately or with some objective, and when it comes down to it, the actual use differs. You're probably familiar with the names of the companies that have had losses reported. Here's Procter & Gamble's at the top of the list in the number of articles that have discussed it. You've got Air Products, Mead, Gibson Greeting Cards, Metal Gazelle Shaft, Orange County. What I found interesting in looking at that, and we do tend to try to understand what went on and why and what we can learn from it, but what I found interesting in looking at those situations, those companies all had something in common, other than the fact that they had losses. They all reported that they had policies that said they don't speculate. So here you have, we had some very big companies, some of them weren't so big, but most of them were public, those that weren't the big. They all have policies, so we have good controls and we don't speculate, yet they had losses. What I'd like to do today,